The story that's getting a lot of attention is there is a scene being put up in front of the state capitol from a satanic group, while a nativity scene is, well, so far nowhere to be found. But riding to the rescue is State Senator Rick Jones, getting a lot of attention for his, saying, you know what, let's defend Christmas. And I agree. He's on the phone with us. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
All right, so lay it out for us. How is it that there's no nativity scene, but we've got this satanic group? You know, it's Christmas. You know, at some point, people just got to say, you know, I've had enough of this. My kids don't need to deal with this. I don't want to hear about it on the radio. I don't hear about it on TV. But damn it, it's Christmas. It's not time to put out this sort of crap in front of our Capitol. But I understand the rules. I get it. It's free speech. But what are we going to do about it, Senator?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do. We're going to put up a nativity scene, and the grand opening will be noon this Friday. Anybody who wants to stop by and sing a Christmas carol or say a prayer is very welcome. What occurred is a church group applied for a permit to put up a nativity scene, and they were in the process of getting the permit, and the Capitol said, we have new rules. You have to put it up in the morning and take it down in the evening. You're not allowed to leave it up all night for a week. So they were having trouble. They said, well, we're not going to be able to do it. In the meantime, the Satanic Temple from Detroit found out, and they went and got a permit, and they're going to put up what they call a snake-tivity. And it's a figure of Satan and a snake, and their book of knowledge or something. And under the First Amendment, freedom of speech, they have the right to do it. But when I found out this was happening, so we would have no nativity scene to counter them, I said, this is outrageous. And so I started calling, and I made provisions, and I volunteered. I will put it up and take it down every day, so we will have a nativity scene. Now, we were in the process of me getting a nativity from another state when Bronner's of Frankenmuth stepped up yesterday and said, we will donate one. So I'm very proud to put up a Michigan nativity in front of the Michigan Capitol, and we're going to save Christmas for the kids. And if somebody wants to go over and look at the snake, they can.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you get a lot of volunteers to help you in your effort. I've heard from a number of people who were more than willing to donate their time to make sure that it's put up and taken away every night. I do commend you for your effort there and to bring the focus of the holiday back to, you know, really to Christmas. And I do, I know it's going to take some extra time on your part, but this is certainly one of those times where, you know, lawmakers who are criticized a great deal really need to be applauded, yourself certainly included, as taking on this effort.
Well, thank you. I have put it up on Facebook, and I've been offered between 400 and 500 people have offered to volunteer. There's no shortage of volunteers. Unfortunately, this will be a fairly small display because of Capitol rules. It's not going to be a big, giant nativity.
Hold on, though, Senator. Small display, big message.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But my point is, I'm going to be able to handle this myself. This will be up starting this Friday right through Christmas. And so I'll be out there on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day making sure this gets done. And very proud and happy to do it. You know, as Christians, we can't be sheep. And in other states, when the satanic group came in and said, we're going to do this, the legislators threw their hands up and said, oh, we've got to ban all display. Well, you know, I'm not afraid of the snake. And as Christians, we're going to stand up and we're going to put up our nativity. And again, if somebody wants to go over and look at the snake, go ahead and look at it. But it's just representing darkness, and we represent the light.
Senator, where will your nativity scene be in with respect to where the snake nativity scene will be? Will they be next to each other? Will they be on opposite sides of the lawn?
That is up to the Capitol Commission. It's a volunteer group that gives out the permits. I highly doubt they will put them next to each other. I think one will be on one side, one on the other, but we don't fear being next to them.
Are the regulations regarding such exhibits, are they too strict? I mean, having to put those up and take them down every day, doesn't it seem problematic?
I think they've had problems in the middle of the night with damage. And I think they don't want to keep the Capitol troopers tied up with simply watching a display when they need to be checking on the security of the building. And so I think it's a reasonable request, and certainly I'm not afraid to do.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, Senator Rick Jones, hats off to you. And you know, sometimes people have to roll up their sleeves, get involved, and do the hard lifting themselves. And we appreciate you doing that. After all, it is Christmas, right?
It is Christmas. And I want everybody out there to have a very Merry Christmas.
Senator Rick Jones, well said, my friend. And thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, to you as well.
Okay.